shit. Coming next to the stage, a relative newcomer to the storytelling scene, but her list of credits already quite impressive. In addition to being her own storyteller, she co-produces the show. Oh my god, I didn't write down the name of the show because I'm a dummy. Truth be told, with our good friend Scott Whitehair, who you may remember from like our best of 5 year anniversary show at the Hideout. Scott is so great. Can't wait to hear from his co-producer and our new friend Ann Perkey.
This is a story, a new story, about in 2005 when I weighed 191 pounds. Tonight, I'm going to tell you a really scary story that takes place in a suburb of Chicago called Lake Forest. The women are all skinny, size zero and blonde, and I am fat. They push themselves so hard in Pilates classes that they actually break a foot. They eat an almond and an iced tea for lunch. Then there is me, and I don't fit in. I am fat. I eat Oreos. I have to cover my big stomach with a big brown muumuu, which makes me look like a monk. I'm that one who's farting in the back of the hot yoga class. I buy my clothes in the maternity section of Target. During the holidays, I chugged a whole gallon of Oberweis eggnog and recorded it on Facebook. So one day, I put on my brown muumuu and go out to get a simple coffee at the new streamlined Starbucks in Lake Forest. It is a snotty gathering place with tons of modern tables and a fire. I just want to get my coffee and sit down. My brown muumuu, unfortunately, has mustard stains from eating two bratwurst at the Mean Wiener. I try to get to the counter, but there is a group of beautiful girls, around 13 years old, in kick pleat skirts and L.L. Bean backpacks, who are savagely biting cake pops, waiting for frappuccinos. These are the children of the master race. They move in a group, giggling. They engulf me by accident and then elbow me aside like I'm an opponent at a New Trier High School field hockey match. It hurts. They see I'm fat and they hate fat people. The barista serfs give them the 15 frappuccinos and they head out. I get my coffee and to see where I should sit, possibly with another fat person, but there are only two of us in Lake Forest, and I bet the other fat person is down the street at Gerhard's Bakery, scarfing a Swedish pastry. I head to a table, and there was a group of women blocking me. These are the mothers of the girls of the master race. They are tanned, anorexic, and dressed in Lily Pulitzer dresses. It is my right to claim my table. They should be giving me respect because I am an endangered species. I'm one of the two fat people in Lake Forest, and this is how we're treated? The women throw back their blonde, bobbed heads and cackle wildly about how to eliminate their stepkids. I am chugging my coffee when I see one of the women break off from the group. She sees me. I actually know her. Her daughter did some arts and crafts thing with me, with my daughter, in the third grade. I take a bold risk. I say, "Hi, Paige." I said that to mark my territory. They're not going to push me out of Starbucks. She looks at me startled that I have spoken. She sees the muumuu and thinks, "How dare you come here dressed like that?" She opens her mouth and she says, "Why, hi." Hi, I reply. Then she says, I have lost my children. She should be hooked up to an IV as she is so skinny. Do you know where my children are? She says. I don't know where your children are. She probably is hallucinating because she hasn't eaten in 3 days. I love that thing you're wearing, she says. Brown is such a yummy color. She goes back to her friends and they get quiet. I'm pretty sure I overhear her saying, I just talked to a fat person and she seems so lovely. They throw back their blonde bobs and laugh. Why do I subject myself to this crap? I moved to this place for the schools. The schools work magic, an educational consultant said. Get your daughter here. There will be a transformation. Transformation. Ha! I move from a size 12 to a size 3X. I must out myself to you. Perhaps it is evident. Perhaps everyone knows it but me. Perhaps it is my secret shame. I want to be skinny and accepted. I want to eat an almond and be satisfied. I want to hold court at Starbucks, giggling about how I once gained a pound hiding in a closet with a Bundt cake. I want to go to a theme party at the country club and have the men want to bang me in a Mercedes SUV. I want to be blonde. I'd like to have kids who are rude to fat people. But you know what? I went to the ladies' luncheons where food was seen but not touched. I went to fundraisers for sending obese, underprivileged children to fat camps in the mountains. I brought sushi to a homeless shelter. And I was fucking miserable! But today I'm truly okay. I have friends who accept me at 191 pounds. I don't want to be in the master race, and I don't want to be with the blondes at size zero. I have friends today who embrace me for exactly who I am, in my big brown muumuu.
Thank you, Anne Turkey. That was wonderful. Oh, my gosh. What a lovely night of stories it's been. I hope you guys have been a little spooked, but also have some food for thought. Go home and think about this shit. It's such a transformative experience here at Your Stories.